Hi guys, welcome to Broadway Bet. I am your host, Michaela Robinson.
And I'm your co-host, Issa Wright.
Today, we are talking about, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Dear Evan Hansen!
D is for Dear Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen is one of my favorite shows. It's one of Issa's favorite shows.
Oh yeah, it's one of the first ones I listen to.
Yeah, me too. And I would just like to point out, we do not own anything about Dear Evan Hansen or any other musical we talk about. Okay. Woo. So, Dear Evan Hansen, the script was written by Steven Levinson, the music by Justin Paul, and the lyrics by Benj Pasek.
Benj Pasek. Interesting.
They also wrote the music for, the one with Hugh Jackman. The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman? Oh, yeah! I learned about that. That's
it's kind of
cool.
Like how Lin-Manuel Moroni, oh gosh, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Hamilton and Moana.
That's pretty awesome. So, the Broadway run.
Why do you always screw up this part?
I don't know. I just don't know how to say my R's. The Broadway run of Dear Evan Hansen, it opened December 4th, 2016, and it still is running.
Woo!
Toot!
Not only that, it's now on West End in London, and it is also in Toronto, Canada. And there also is a U.S. tour, which I am going to see next March.
Yeah, I hate you.
You love me. Don't. Should we talk about the cast?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, we're going to start off with the amazing,
the beautiful
Ben Platt!
I just want you guys to know, people tell me that I'm the female version of Ben Platt. Just
you know,
saying.
I kind of disagree with that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Ben Platt is Ben Platt, and you're Issa Wright.
Well, like, Brynn is Corey Cott. Shout out to Brynn, and I'm Ben
Shout
Platt.
Shout out to Brynn. Why is she Corey Cott? Please explain.
So, we did Newsies last year, and she was a Newsie, and when she did her makeup, not even kidding, she looks like Corey Cott, and I showed her a picture of Corey Cott, and she was even like, oh my gosh.
Of course she was. On the topic of musicals, Issa, congratulations on your role of Kala in our school's production of Tarzan!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, and congratulations on your makeup crew position.
Thank you! Anyways, back to Ben Platt. So we're going to listen to a song that Ben Platt... Wow, what was that voice? We're going to listen to a song that Ben Platt sang in Dear Evan Hansen. This is the famous Waving Through a Window. I forgot how good he is.
I'm gonna try really hard not to sing along.
This one's gonna be rough.
Shout out to Braxton Smith. Every time we went on a drama trip, he always begged to play the song. Cause if we played any other song from Dear Evan Hansen, he'd be so mad. He'd just be so annoyed. Just the ugh musicals kind of person. And then as soon as we played Waving Through a Window, he'd just go, yes, yes, yes.
Of course he did. I can hear him saying that. I miss that kid. Shout out to Braxton.
We love Braxton Smith. He's going on a mission. He's going on a mission in 8 days, I heard.
When's his?
I don't know. I don't even know where he goes to.
If I missed his farewell, I'm going to be so mad.
I think if anything, it'd be like this week or next week.
Yeah. So, I have an older brother named Camden. Shout out to my older brother, Camden. He is the one that's taking me to Dear Evan Hansen when it comes to Utah, the Eccles Theater where we saw Hamilton. We're sitting in about the same place.
What?
Yeah.
As in third tier?
Yes. Like, I know people are like, oh, third tier.
No!
The third tier is the perfect
place.
So
the second tier is the best place to be, is what Lily told me. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lily Rowan.
Hi, Lily.
But the third tier is still really good.
Oh,
like,
man.
Those two tiers, oh, you're like... right in front of the stage.
Your eyes don't have to go everywhere like they would have to if you're like in the orchestra or whatever.
Yeah.
But can't wait to go see it. There will be an update about that when I get back from it in March, March 7th.
We're still going to be doing this in March, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
We better be.
Yeah. Make sure, like, whoever's listening to this, make sure you let us know how much you appreciate it so we can keep entertaining you with our stupid stupidity.
So we are
stupidity.
So we'll still be motivated to make this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you know how I feel about Ramin Karimloo?
That's how your brother feels about Ben Platt.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so you know, she wants Michaela Robinson. She loves Ramin Karimloo so much. She just wants to be with him all the time.
Quit being weird about it.
I didn't say the real thing.
Good. It's so weird. I think in a second we're just going to need to turn this up. So, we have won 6 Tonys. I can't remember which. 6 of them.
That year, I think.
Good. Unless it was up against Hamilton.
It couldn't have been.
Because Hamilton
was like, yeah,
going away. That was 2015. 2014. Oh, good note. We stand a true king, who we call Ben Platt. Are you looking up the...
No.
Oh. Anyways.
I'm sure you guys can tell that I would be a female Ben Platt now, right? Right? Yeah? Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm female Ben Platt. It's already been decided.
Shout out to Ben Platt, I guess. Like, if you're listening, which we know you aren't, you should.
You should be our friend.
I don't think after listening to this, any of these Broadway actors want to be our friends.
What do you mean? We just praise them.
I know, that's the problem. We praise them a little too much.
I'm a constructive criticist. Critique. Critic?
A constructive critic?
I'm a constructive critic. They need to be grateful, because there are some people who, like, I've honestly kind of bashed on a little. Last week, I bashed on some people.
Oh, yeah, we know. We know. Okay, so the next person we're going to talk about is Mike Feist. Ah! He played Connor Murphy, and we're also going to just announce, we're also going to talk about Will Roland. He played Jared Kleinman, who is just this nerdy kid who wears a sriracha shirt and glasses. He is basically Adam Cox.
Shout out to Adam Cox.
I love that our thing is we shout out to Adam Cox. Or
Adam
we
Cox
shout out
would never
to whoever.
Listen to this, but he's fantastic.
You know what? I feel like Adam would listen to it.
You're funny.
No, I'm serious. Anyways, so the song we're going to listen to for Will Roland and Mike Feist is Sincerely Me. It has Ben Platt in it. It's one of the songs about the large lie that Evan Hansen told.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's called Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
Because of these letters. Because
of this song. Ready?
Dear Evan Hansen, we've been way too out of touch.
This is so hard to not sing with this one.
Things have been crazy, and it sucks that we don't talk that much.
So to clarify, currently this is Mike Feist singing.
I rub my nipples and start moaning with delight.
Why would you write that?
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
This needs to be perfect. These emails have to prove that we were actually friends. Just, I'll do it.
I gotta tell you, life without ya has been hard. Has been bad. Has been rough.
Kinky.
I miss
That's our favorite word.
This whole song is like...
You know what? Like, shout out to the word kinky. We just love
it. Yeah, shout out kinky. Should that be our letter K, kinky boots? No. Fine.
Smoking drugs.
Just fix it. Anyways, so we're rolling. Went on to play Jeremy here in Be More Chill. Be More Chill closed way before its time. And
the Off-Broadway. So also there is Off-Broadway, and then there is the original. I forgot what theater it was in.
Music Box?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Broadway version.
No, Lyceum. It was in the Lyceum theater. Yeah.
But the Broadway version was terrible. But
it wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
It was
the guy who wrote Into the Woods literally walked out in the
first
number.
Yeah, that's because Stephen Sondheim is awesome. And
that show wasn't.
He's a music snob, what can I say?
He's not a music snob.
He wrote Sweeney Todd too. Have you listened to it?
Yeah. And it's good.
I love Sweeney Todd.
He knows what good music is. They just spot.
Okay. The Off-Broadway Be More Chill was a lot better. I will agree. At least the
sound. Absolutely not. Oh, I said that was the music.
Wow. Anyways. Dear Evan Hansen. Are we going to see Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. Remember
with Will Smith?
It's something like $30. $40
for the cover. This song is one of our like drama club or drama department traveling to or from competition songs.
It's used to traveling too, because we're really bad at the song.
Yeah, and hangry. I was so hangry coming home from state last year.
Getting better every day.
Hey.
I should say.
Reinvention.
So, I don't have a lot to say. The musical kind of speaks for itself.
Do you want to be sincerely? Miss you dearly.
Forgive my lack of vocals. I am sick this week.
No, I'm sick too.
Yeah, well, you're a good person. A gooder person.
I'm a gooder person. I don't know how that affects my singing, but...
How do we feel about that song, Issa?
It has a lot of innuendos in it, but...
Not really. Kinky?
Let's rephrase this. There's not innuendos in there. They're just flat-out sexual...
Where?
Content. My I rub my nipples and start moaning with delight.
No, now, what we say when we are singing the song Traveling is, I read my Bible and start praying with delight. I don't know why we say that. But we say it.
I think we just, like, are, like, doing that to, like, repent of, repent. The, like, such filth, that filthy song we're listening to.
The such filth we listen to.
And then
to.
They talk about, like... To prove that, like, they weren't gay friends. They weren't gay for each other. They were just friends, even though they were never friends.
We're close, but not that way.
The only man that I love is my dad. And then even, like, Evan Hansen doesn't even love his dad, because his dad is a...
His dad loved him, and Connor Murphy didn't love his dad either.
Yeah. So... I don't even know if his dad loved him.
Issa!
What?
Issa,
his
no.
dad, several times, it's like... I do, like, so much for you, and you just throw it away, like, because you're a piece of crap.
Are you going to be the one that swears in
the No, I'm not, because I said crap.
Okay. Yeah, dear Evan Hansen, Evan Hansen, if you don't know the story, basically, Evan tries to kill himself so he has a cast on his arm, because he failed. And Connor Murphy ends up killing himself.
And the day, was it the day of or the day before?
I think it was the day before.
The day before he kills himself, he,
Connor.
Like, it's the first day of school, yeah. Connor, he's so rude, but, like, everyone is terrified of him. Because I think, like, one time, like, in school before, I read the script. I'm so cool. So one time before, I think, like, one of the previous years of school, he got mad at a teacher or something. So ever since then, everyone's just scared of him. And he's also just really rude.
Those are the kids I look at now and think, huh, you're not going to graduate.
Are you literally going to say that for everything?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways.
So let me continue. So, yeah. And then, so everyone's scared of him. And also, he just really mean because he hated himself and he hated everyone and he hated his life. But, yeah. And so, also, Evan Hansen didn't have any friends. And so,
Connor... Because he has severe social anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And Connor was like... Can you stop? I'm trying to explain this. And Connor was like, hey, I don't have any friends and you don't have any friends. Why don't I sign your cast? And so, Evan Hansen was like... Sure, whatever. And then he totally stole Evan's Sharpie, which is the funny part. And he also stole... So, the way that this all started was that the letter... the letter... I gotta start from the beginning.
No!
Yes. Okay. So, like Michaela already said, Evan Hansen has social anxiety. And so he's a therapist that he goes to, and he's supposed to write letters to himself. And... This
Dear
one
Evan
letter.
Hansen, today's gonna be a great day, and here's why.
And this one day, he was like printing it off before he went to his therapy appointment, and he printed it off at the school. And in part of it, he talked about how he had a crush on this girl named Zoe, who's Connor's sister.
Dun dun dun.
And so yeah, it's always like he's coming into this computer lab or whatever, and he takes the letter, and I don't know. I think he just like. I don't even know.
I think he took it out of Evan's hand.
I know he took it out of Evan's hand, but I've still never understood why. I don't know if he was doing it to help Evan or if he just wanted to take it because he was mean. But yeah.
Probably the latter.
Yeah. But then he signed his cast afterwards, which is so confusing. But yeah. And so Connor kills himself. And so I just play one more thing. So you know how in the song, Evan Hansen or Ben Platt, he's just talking about how he loves singing trees. However, he's singing about trees. Well, the thing is that the hint is that that Evan Hansen, the reason why he's singing about that is because Evan Hansen tried to hang himself from a tree in this park at an apple orchard. And then Connor Murphy also hung himself. But I think he hung himself on a tree as well in the park. And yeah.
In the park, that's a ballsy move.
Mm-hmm. Or it might have been in his room. I don't remember. But yeah, and so, but anyways, I'm taking really long to finish. I've already taken 2 minutes. It's fine.
It's okay.
Okay, and so.
Basically.
No, and then his parents, so like they're like mourning him and stuff, and the people who like took his body said like, hey, this was in his back pocket, and it was Evan's letter, and so his parents think, oh my gosh, he really did have a friend. And so they just kind of inherit Evan Hansen as the son they never had.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Now I can say something. What happened is Larry Murphy wouldn't listen to Evan. So basically, Evan was trying to say when they pulled him into the school principal office or whatever that he wasn't friends with Connor. But then the parents were like, oh, Connor's name is on his cast. They must have been friends. So
and he's like, oh, poop. Now they're never going to believe me. And so he just makes this lie to spare them. Maybe we do need to listen to Words Fail.
We don't have time. If we have time, we can listen to Words Fail.
Okay.
So we have a couple more characters to talk about. We have two more songs to listen to. So we have Zoe Murphy, Connor's sister, who's played by Laura Dreyfus, and... Connor's parents are played by Michael Park and Jennifer Laura Thompson.
Interesting fact, Michael Park was in the season 3 of Stranger Things. He was the editor. He was the editor at the news.
I think that's why he left Dear Evan Hansen.
He left? Worthy left your opinion. Why was it dumb?
He left recently and then did Stranger Things.
But yeah, he was so mean in Stranger Things. And I was like, who are you?
It's like, no. Well, he was not very nice in. Anyways.
Yeah, but he was much nicer than Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen, but it's fine.
Yeah. So the next song we're going to listen to is Requiem, and it's a song between Zoe and Connor's parents talking about Connor's suicide. So let me get to that real quick. It's one of my favorite songs, honestly.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Here we go.
Why should I play this game of pretend? Remembering through a secondhand sorrow.
I love her
voice. Such a great son and wonderful friend.
So do I. She's so good.
Oh, don't the tears just pour. I could
fun fact.
And hide in my
there
my bed still.
Are you okay?
Tomorrow. I could give in.
Fun fact. There is a Netflix show called The Politician that Ben Platt is in with Laura Dreyfus. Very good. I just finished the first episode season. It's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened.
To prove that I was actually the female version of Ben Platt, she had me say this one line that I'm not gonna say.
Please don't.
But yeah, she always made me say it. And then I always say it to everyone.
Yeah, and I regret every decision I've ever made.
Tonight.
Don't ruin the song, Ethan.
Tonight.
You know, they were just having an open casting call for this show in New York. I was gonna audition, but I don't have money to go to New York.
Does anyone that's in high school?
Maybe.
I don't.
Ben Platt's character in The Politician probably did.
I can't say that on this show. This is a very sensitive show we're listening to, so I can't say that.
What are you gonna say?
Is the mom right here. And I don't know how I feel about her voice, but I think she's still good.
I like this harmony.
Why should I say I'll keep you with me? Why should I go and fall apart for you?
It sounds so good. Violet to scrap Tarzan and do Dear Evan Hansen illegally. So remember how the current Broadway Evan Hansen is 16 years old?
Yeah.
He might be 17 now.
Is that how long is?
Yeah, he's still on.
Oh! Girlfriend is gorgeous.
I know. I follow both of them.
She reminds me of Ariel. As in, like, the mermaid.
Shout out to Ariel Velka.
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Issa's trying to do homework right now. She's trying to draw a chandelier, but she can't draw.
Thank you. I
just
I've never drawn a chandelier before. No?
It looks like an octopus. I
will sing no requiem. I will sing no requiem. I will sing no requiem tonight.
Well, that song's good. It's very sad.
Yeah, she's saying, like, I know you're my brother, but, like, I don't love you. So I don't really care that you died. And shout out to Dude. No. That's too far.
I'm sorry. Anyways, I love Laura Dreyfus and Michael Park. You know Michael Park? No, never mind. I can't talk, so never mind.
I want to be as beautiful as Laura Dreyfus. She's beautiful.
Don't we all want to be as beautiful as Laura Dreyfus?
She's also on Glee.
Of course she is.
Well, Glee's over now. But yeah, I think she was in either...
Of course she was, I guess.
I think she's either in the... She was in the last season, I think. Yeah, she's in the last season.
And imagine if we had a Glee club. That would be a problem.
Heck yeah, that'd be drama everywhere.
Yes, it would be. Don't hit me.
But yeah, and she was good. I will say, like, ever since Dear Evan Hansen came out, her voice has developed much more than when she was in Glee, but she still had a good voice in Glee.
Everyone's voice develops more from Broadway to Glee, from Glee to Broadway.
Adam Platt wasn't on Glee. He was on Pitch Perfect, though, and he was already Pitch Perfect. Ha! Get the pun I made because he has perfect pitch. There's a movie called Pitch Perfect.
You don't have any friends.
Then why am I here? You know, shout out to Lily Rowan because she listens to this. She's knows I but she's my friend.
Hi, Lily.
I actually can't even talk. Oh!
Lily can't talk.
No, I can't. That's the exact.
Forgive Issa. We've had a long day. Anyways. We have one more song, but to listen to this last song, I need to introduce two more characters, also known as the last two people in the entire cast. So we have Alana Beck, who was played by Krystalyn Lloyd, and Heidi Hansen, Evan's mom, played by Rachel Bay Jones.
I love There's this song on Spotify. So you know how like they have like the Broadway album, and then they have... What's it called? They have, like, off albums, like, of, like, songs that people have written that are based off of the show, but it's not from the show. Mm-hmm. There's this one called, like, it's A Door Down the Hall or something, and it's so good.
I think that was Connor's mom, actually.
But it was a duet between the two.
Oh. That's not an off song. That's a cut song. Oh, kind of really? Like Congratulations is cut from Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so this song we're going to listen to is Good For You. It has Rachel B. Jones, Krystalyn Lloyd, Will Roland, and Ben Platt. This is when things start falling apart and Ben Platt, Evan Hansen starts pushing people away.
Yeah, like everyone, like at this point, like people are able to catch on that he's lying.
Yeah. So, should I start it?
Yes.
Here we are.
So you found a place where the grass is greener, and you jump the fence to the other side. Is it good? Are they giving you a world I could never provide? Well, I hope you're proud of your big decision. Yeah, I hope it's all that you want and more. Now you're free from the agonizing life you live.
Gorgeous. And she's like, how old?
Probably 29. I don't know. Well, I'm sorry I had it rough, and I'm sorry I'm not enough. Thank God they rescued you. So you got what you always wanted. So you got your dream come true. Good for you. She's 49 years old. Whatever.
And like,
no.
No, she is.
That's show me. No.
I'm literally just fine.
I can't. No. Rachel B. Jones, if you're listening to this,
you do not look like you're 49.
Please share your skincare routine with us. There is no way. She looks younger than I do.
Especially this picture, she looks like she's 26.
Wow. There's no way. Issa, you've ruined me. It's like the Sorcerer. It's an Indiana Anastasia episode.
Wait, hold on. There's an even better picture.
Go ahead now, I won't lie.
I don't understand how she like, has, like, a high
range. She's a Broadway actress. They all have high ranges.
And this one, oh my god.
I hate it, but I love it. So I want to point out something. You know how every musical has, like, a one day more moment?
This is that song.
This is that song of this musical.
And then the Do You Hear the People Sing song is, you know,
what? Can you please explain what you were just saying? Yeah, we're gonna listen to words now.
We are?
Ah!
For you. No, we're gonna listen to the high note. Angry, especially at the end, is oh, she's like, oh, I'm disgusted with you.
I'm so mad that she's older than we thought she was.
You're like, Ben Platt's almost 30.
What? No!
Should I Google this too?
Yeah. Ah! Sorry, that was just my phone. That's awkward.
That's fine. Alrighty. Let's search.
Issa, you've screwed me over today.
How?
Because now I'm like, how is she 49, but look 29?
Alrighty.
It's her hair. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Wow.
Oh, okay. He's 26 years old.
Oh, okay.
And then Laura, what? Laura Dreyfus is 31.
Nuh-uh.
Mike Feist is 27.
Whoa.
Which makes sense. Then Lin-Manuel Miranda is 39 years old.
He looks old. Never mind, I'm not going to insult Lin-Manuel.
Mark E. Platt?
Okay.
Is that Ben Platt's dad? What?
Are you ready for words fail?
Whoa!
What?
I'm just blown away.
By what? The ages of these people?
No.
Do you want to listen to Words Fail?
Yes.
Okay, so Issa has been talking all day about how we need to listen to Words Fail. Now,
okay.
Words Fail is a song that Ben Platt sings. I have a great story about Words Fail.
This song is like, before you say that, I'm just going to say, it's like how the previous song was One Day More in Dear Evan Hansen, and this song is like turning empty chairs and empty tables. Empty tables.
Empty chairs and empty
tables.
Empty chairs at empty tables.
Empty chairs at empty tables. That's what I was gonna say. I can't talk.
Say it 5 times fast. Go.
No.
Empty chairs at empty tables. Empty chairs at empty
So this next song is like empty chairs at empty tables because this kid is just so heartbroken and so sad. And so
remember
depressed.
How Nick Jonas played Marius?
Really?
One of the Jonas Brothers did. I don't know who it was. At the 25th anniversary, they put him there with Ramin Caramelou, and I'm like,
no. But anyway, but yeah. And
that has nothing to do with Dear Evan Hansen, but.
But like, this song is just, it's so heartbreaking, and you'll hear it.
I have a good story about this. Would you like to hear my story?
I'd love to hear
the song that's going on. One sec, let's let the song.
I never meant to make it such a mess. I never thought that it would go this far.
Okay, it's a good story.
So
my
I just
thing now
here,
is that I have a
sorry,
crazy story every episode. And this is the craziest story I could think of for a Dear Evan Hansen. So, you know the current Dear Evan Hansen, Andrew Bartholdman. He was singing this song one time, and his nose started to bleed.
Oh, yeah!
So he just let his nose bleed while he's like, I learned to slap on the brakes.
I guess I thought I could be part of this.
Oh, I was gonna say something.
I never had this
okay,
kind of thing
so one
before.
Thing I think is, a really cool artistic technique that they did with his costume was that, like, in the beginning, he wears this classic striped polo shirt, and then, like, it's very subtle, but you notice, like, throughout the show, like, where the deeper his line gets, the darker his clothes get, and then in Worst Sale, he's wearing a solid black jacket, and he zipped up, and, like, Connor Murphy, like, the thing is that, like, in the show, he had a zipped up black jacket, and that showed, like, how deep, like, in the fact he was, and how suicidal he was, and so, like, Evan Hansen gets at this point.
Shout out to the technical directors, honestly, for thinking of that. This is, I think, my older brother Cameron said this song. This is family friendly. Sometimes you see everything you wish you had, and it's right there, Do you want to?
I don't know. They scare me.
When you tell me about them, it's true. You're just goofy. So you make it true, and you think maybe everybody wants it. I love Ben Platt.
Needs it. I'm very tired.
A little bit.
Me too. Too.
Imagine having your nose bleed at this intense. He just dealt with it. You good?
Nope.
This was just a sad invention. It wasn't real. I know. But we were happy. I guess I couldn't let that go. I guess I couldn't give that up. I guess I wanted to believe. 'Cause if I just believe, then I don't have to see what's really there. No, I'd rather pretend I'm something better than these broken parts. Pretend I'm something other than this mess that I am. 'Cause then I don't have to look at it, and no one gets to look at it. No, no one can really see. 'Cause I learned to slam on the ring.
Yeah,
before I even turn.
Everyone saw. What if everyone knew? Would they like what they saw? Or would they hate it too? Will I just keep on running away from what's true? So how do I step in, step into the sun, step into the sun. Okay.
Well, that song is so intense. I freak it every time I listen.
I feel like
it.
We can't even like just like I feel like we can't say anything because it just speaks for itself. Like
exactly,
you said.
A lot of Dear Evan Hansen really does. There aren't a lot of musicals that speak for themselves when you listen or hear it, listen to or see it. But Dear Evan Hansen is one of them.
I feel like this podcast didn't even really need to be 40 minutes long because we could have just been like, hey,
we're gonna play you some songs and you're good.
Well, not even that, just, hey, like, Dear Evan Hansen, we don't even have to talk about it. Just go listen to it right now, and it'll speak
30-second podcast?
Yeah.
It's like Brandon's songs. Shout out to Brandon White.
The kid we love. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Should we talk about some costumes?
Yes, please.
Okay, well.
The costumes are pretty basic, though.
They are pretty basic, but like, there's a lot of thought that goes into them at the same time. So, before we look at my screen, because I couldn't find a picture of straight-up Evan Hansen, let's talk about Evan's costume. Blue polo, stripes, iconic, if I might add. Wow, I feel like it's really sad in here after we listen to that song.
Yeah, we can't talk about how, like, lively his shirt looks.
Yeah. It's fine. Anyways, and then he has some, like, khakis. And he wears a cast. That cast, I think they auctioned it off a bunch of times. I think Hillary Clinton got one.
Why would she get one?
Because she's a Democrat.
I'd rather Trump get one than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
get
I know
one.
You
that's
would, Issa,
sure.
But that's a story for a different time, right?
Oh my gosh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I can't talk about politics with Michaela.
No, we are definitely different parties, even though Issa's not registered yet.
Because I'm not 18.
Yeah, I'm registered. Anyways, so here's a picture of Connor's parents. Pretty basic. Larry's a businessman.
I will say, though,
pants,
I think
tie.
Like, they try to make their, like, colors more, like, brighter and lively to, like,
against
contrast,
Connor's.
Like, Connor's colors.
Makes sense. Shout out to you, costume people. Okay, this next one, I have a picture of Evan here, but also Connor. While we're here, I want to talk about how horribly Mike Feist wrote Connor every night. Look at it. It looks like child scribble.
Well,
anyways.
And also, in the musical, Mike Feist had to grow his hair out. Yes. And everyone was just like, why? Why grow the hair out? And then once he cut it off, everyone just all of a sudden was like, oh my gosh, Mike Feist. He was so ugly. He was a completely different person, but he was so gorgeous.
He had to cut it for West Side Story. You know he's in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes out next year, even though they're done filming. I'm so mad.
Because I have to edit it, you idiot.
I know. I'm not an idiot. I just want to see it. Anyways, Connor is what we call an e-boy.
What is an e-boy?
An emo boy.
Oh.
He wears all black. He has long hair. His nails are painted.
They are?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Probably not in this picture, but the current Evan Hansen, current Connor Murphy, his name is Alex Boniello, and he gets asked in Ubers and taxis all the time if he's a drag queen because his nails are black. Anyways, now I have a picture of Evan, but not only Evan, Zoe, who wears basic
popular
high
cute
school
clothing.
Girl.
Yeah, she's actually like really popular, but I think it's
popular.
Also because I think it's also because people don't know that she's necessarily
so sad.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, I feel like this is something Sarah would wear.
Yeah,
exactly. Shout out to Sarah Anderson. And then I have a picture here of the entire cast. Mostly because it had a picture of Jared, and I really wanted to talk about Jared. Khakis, sriracha t-shirt, short sleeve button-up shirt on top of that, as if it were a jacket. He's a nerd. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are intrigued by songs that have been cut from the show, Jared has a song that they cut from the show called Going Viral. It's pretty fun. It's like him ranting at Evan about how bad he is at doing stuff. Yeah. Anyways, so Issa, how many stars would you give Dear Evan Hansen?
5.
5? Who would you recommend the show to?
Everyone. Especially depressed people.
What?
Like, when I first listened to this, I was really, I've always had depression, mm-hmm. but, like, I always have my ups and downs, like, less depression and more depression.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, when I first listened to this, I was more in the down depression, and there's one song that's called You Will Be Found.
Oh.
And that one, like, I Amen. Cried when I listened to it. It just makes you feel so good.
Man. Issa's there. Right. Issa is correct there.
I'm always right.
That's debatable.
What about you, Michaela?
What?
How many stars did you give this?
10.
10 out of 5?
Yes.
Why did you give the option? I'd give it 50 out of 5.
I would give it 5 stars. I think that it's a very relatable show, especially for high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely for high school kids.
It's also, like, very inspirational.
Very.
Would you recommend this
show? I'd recommend this show to high school kids and adults alike because I think it's good for adults to realize what kids are going through, especially since, you know, how it is. It's rough. Any other thoughts, Issa?
Just don't be dumb. Listen to it right after this, or else it'll be really sad if you don't.
Please.
Listen to it right after this. As soon as it ends, just search Dear Evan Hansen right now and listen to it.
Even if you've already listened to Dear Evan Hansen,
do it.
Please listen to it again.
Immediately.
Find a bootleg.
We don't watch bootlegs.
Bootlegging is bad.
It's illegal.
Bootlegging
is bad. Don't do it.
But Dear Evan Hansen, guys, seriously, it's a very good show. It's very heartfelt. You can tell they did a lot of thinking when they put it together. And next week we're not sure what show we're doing. I think we're doing a show we don't know anything about.
For this one, I think especially, please email us at broadwaybets.macandisa@gmail.com because we actually don't know what we want to do for letter E. So if you guys have any recommendations, please let us know.
We want to do a good show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's all we have.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Broadway Bet. Goodbye.
Bye.